December 8. Satisfying employment. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. John 5:17. Heaven is a place of interested activity, yet to the weary and heavy laden, to those who have fought the good fight of faith, it will be a glorious rest. For the youth and vigor of immortality will be theirs, and against sin and Satan they will no longer have to contend. To these energetic workers, a state of eternal indolence would be irksome. It would be no heaven to them. To the dwellers in Eden was committed the care of the garden, to dress it and to keep it. Their occupation was not wearisome, but pleasant and invigorating. God appointed labor as a blessing to man, to occupy his mind, to strengthen his body, and to develop his faculties. In mental and physical activity, Adam found one of the highest pleasures of his holy existence. Those who regard work as a curse, attended though it be with weariness and pain, are cherishing an error. The rich often look down with contempt upon the working classes, but this is wholly at variance with God's purpose in creating man. What are the possessions of even the most wealthy in comparison with the heritage given to the lordly Adam? Yet Adam was not to be idle. Our Creator, who understands what is for man's happiness, appointed Adam his work. The true joy of life is found only by the working men and women. Work is constantly being done in heaven. There are no idlers there. My Father worketh hitherto, said Christ, and I work. We cannot suppose that when the final triumph shall come, and we have the mansions prepared for us, idleness will be our portion, that we shall rest in a blissful do-nothing state. God designs that all shall be workers. The toiling beast of burden answers the purpose of his creation better than does the indolent man. God is a constant worker. The angels are workers. They are ministers of God to the children of men. Those who look forward to a heaven of inactivity will be disappointed, for the economy of heaven provides no place for the gratification of indolence. But to the weary and heavy laden, rest is promised. It is the faithful servant who will be welcomed from his labors to the joy of his Lord.